disgusting it's got to this. I've been a long-time campaigner against this type of thing, and yet compliant growers are all tarred with the same brush when you get this minority that unfortunately just takes advantage of these people. It's disgusting. We've got to put an end to it. We've listened to state and federal government for a long time now, and nothing's happened.
Why does Bundaberg keep appearing, though? That does seem to be some repetition there.
Bundaberg's a growing region. We've got a massive contingent of backpackers to come through the region. Remember, Bundaberg grows virtually 12 months of the year now. Bowen has the same stories. Goulburn Valley, Lockyer Valley, Mildura, Renmark. You don't have to search too far to find every region's got this unfortunate problem. That's why I say it's a national problem. It should be taken on a national level, and we put it to federal politicians time and time again. Not only the problem, but how we think we can fix it. But it just seems to fall on deaf ears.
The Fair Work Ombudsman has been involved in this three-year harvest trail inquiry and is expected to hand down its findings later this year. What are you hoping, what are growers hoping the Ombudsman is going to do?
I'm probably going to get tarred and feathered over this, but the Fair Work Ombudsman is a joke. We've got them stationed in non-growing regions. We've offered them solutions on how they could cohabit offices that they already paid for on a federal budget within Bundaberg and Gatton, where we could have them stationed there instead of Rockhampton and Brisbane. Let's get them into the growing areas. Let's get the border force into the growing areas. Let's have a presence.
What will they find?
Well, just being there, it's like the police sign on the side of the road. You've got a radar there that'll take revenue. You put a police car there, you slow down drivers, you stop road carnage. It's the same as having the presence of the Fair Work Ombudsman and the Border Patrol in a growing region. Just having the presence there will negate the problems.
Alan Mahoney, you represent the Bundaberg fruit and vegetable growers. You talk to a lot of growers. What is the root of the problem?
The root of the problem seems to be a minority of growers, a minority of labour contractors that just want to work outside the rules, that just want to take, try and get that marketing edge to try and get product off cheaper. But then again, there's a lot of phoenixing around where a grower will pay a labour contractor for work, and that labour contractor is subcontracting out to other labour contractors. It's how do we keep them all in line?
Alan Mahoney from the Bundaberg Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association. He was responding to the conviction of a labour hire operator who was found to be exploiting workers, including on farms in the Bundaberg region. It's an all too familiar scenario, unfortunately, for Queensland's peak horticultural body, GrowCom. But this case involving 22 men from Vanuatu employed under the Seasonal Workers Program is particularly brazen, according to the Chief Advocate, Rachel McKenzie.
Yet again, it is a labour hire company conducting these terrible practices. And even more concerningly, it is a labour hire company that was an accredited employer under the Australian Government Seasonal Workers Program. I think one of the key things that this highlights, as we have been saying for some time, that there needs to be some kind of oversight of the labour hire companies, and this needs to be national.
Is there a case for the seasonal worker program to be abandoned in the face of such damning abuses?
Absolutely not. I think that there is a case for the processes around regulating the labour hire industry to be significantly improved. There are moves afoot at the Queensland level to license labour hire companies. There's also a push at a national level for an industry-led certification scheme. But we are saying whatever needs to happen has to be national, because as we see these people, they're not interested in things as flimsy as state borders. They will do whatever they need to do to exploit people, and I think that's a crying shame, and we just need to make sure that every loophole is closed.